Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 7, Text 74. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all hymns, that is the purport of all scriptures. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Principles of the Parampara system were strictly honored in previous ages, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga. In the present age, Kali Yuga, people neglect the importance of this system of Shota Parampara, or receiving knowledge by disciplic succession. In this age, people are prepared to argue that they can understand that which is beyond their limited knowledge and perception through so-called scientific observations and experiments, not knowing that actual truth comes down to man and authorities. This argumentative attitude is against Vedic principles and is very difficult for one who adopts it to understand that the holy name of Krishna is as good as Krishna himself. Since Krishna and his holy name are identical, the holy name is eternally pure and beyond material contamination. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a transcendental vibration. The holy name is completely different from material sound, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur. Golok Kher Prema Dana Harinama Sankirtana. Transcendental vibration of Harinama Sankirtan is imported from the spiritual world. Thus, although materialists who are addicted to experimental knowledge and the so-called scientific method cannot place their faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it is a fact that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra offenselessly, one can be freed from all subtle and gross material conditions. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, which means without anxiety. In the material world, everything is full of anxiety, kunta. Whereas in the spiritual world, vaikunta, everything is free from anxiety. Therefore, those who are afflicted by a combination of anxieties cannot understand the Hare Krishna mantra, which is free from all anxiety. In the present age, the vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra is the only process that is in a transcendental position beyond material contamination. Since the holy name can deliver a conditioned soul, it is explained here to be Sarva Mantra Sar, the essence of all Vedic hymns. The name that represents an object of this material world may be subjected to arguments and experimental knowledge. But in the absolute world, a name and its owner, the fame and the famous, are identical. And similarly, the qualities, pastimes, and everything else pertaining to the absolute are also absolute. Though the Mayavadis profess monism, they differentiate between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself. With this offensive nama aparad, they gradually glide down from their exalted position of Brahmagana, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32 Aruya Krishna Parampadam Tata Patantyando Navrita Yushmadangraha. Although by severe austerities they rise to the exalted position of Brahmagana, they nonetheless fall down to imperfect knowledge of the absolute truth. Although they profess to understand the Vedic mantra Saval Kalvidam Brahma, Chandogya Upanishad 3.14.1, which means everything is Brahman, they are unable to understand that the holy name is also Brahma. If they regularly chant the Maha Mantra, however, they can be relieved from this misconception. And thus, when properly takes shelter of the holy name, you cannot be relieved from the offensive stage in chanting the holy name. So Srila Prabhupada gives us a lot of knowledge about the holy name and the value of chanting it in this purport. Om Gyanatmaranda Syagyananjana Shalakaya Chakshamunitamina Tasmai Sri Yavena Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Sai Bhulay Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Jai Saraswati Devi Gauravani, Charyani, Station Bhadi, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanam, Shri Veda Gadadhar, Shri Masani Gauravani. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that there's no difference between Krishna and his name. The holy name is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a transcendental vibration. Quotes Narottam Das Thakur, Golokara Premadana, Harinama Sankirtana. This transcendental vibration is imported from the spiritual world. And because it is transcendental sound, it has the power to purify us from our material contamination. And Prabhupada says, it is a fact that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, one can be free from all subtle and gross material conditions. So as spiritual souls, we have a lot of freedom, but we're conditioned in this world by our body and by our mind. And therefore, our freedom is limited in so many ways. The freedom that we actually are seeking, freedom from all gross and subtle material conditions, actually can be obtained by the Hare Krishna mantra. So this is actually very good news for people who are tired of being limited in different ways. The soul isn't used to be limited. Soul wants complete freedom like the soul has in the spiritual world. And therefore, we're trying to find a situation of freedom in this world. But it's actually not possible because we're always conditioned by the laws of material nature. Excuse me. Krishna explains how we can transcend the material influence in Bhagavad Gita. Daivyeshu gunamaye mama maya dharatya mameva ye prapadyante mayamitam dharatya. This material energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of nature, is very difficult to overcome. But for one who surrenders unto me, he can easily cross beyond it. Lord Chaitanya has made this surrender easy, because in this age, he says, you just have to surrender to the holy name. You just have to pay attention to the sound vibration of the holy name. That is your surrender to Krishna in this age. Surrendering to hear the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Hare Krishna mantra is mentioned in the conversation between Lord Brahma and Narada, in which Narada inquires from Lord Brahma, what is the process of religion for this age? So Lord Brahma says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yidi Shogarasha Kam Nam Nam, these 16 names, Kali Kamasha Nashanam, destroy all the impurities of the age of Kali, Nata Paratro Paya, there's no superior process to be found. Sarva Vedesha Drishati, if you look through all the Vedas. Therefore, we stress this chanting of Hare Krishna because it's actually mentioned in the Vedic literature as the most powerful practice for this age. It's interesting how Prabhupada talks about how holy name can't be analyzed according to the scientific method. But actually, you could do experiments showing the purifying effect of the holy name. And everyone who's a devotee has experienced how their life has improved in different ways from the chanting of the holy name. One thing that many people experience is freedom from anxiety, which is something Srila Prabhupada stresses in this purport. He says that the Hare Krishna mantra is free from all anxiety, and that the spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, that place which is without anxiety. Many people who we invite to chant the holy name say that it frees them from anxiety. We had a nice girl named Laura, who was the first president of our Krishna Club at the University of North Florida. And she, in the beginning, she was chanting 8 rounds a day. By being inspired by the Association of the Devotees. And she had her final exams, and she didn't think she'd have time to study if she continued chanting the 8 rounds. So during the period she was studying, she stopped chanting, and she experienced all kinds of anxiety that she hadn't felt the whole semester. And she realized that the holy name had been protecting her from all that anxiety. And when she stopped it, all of the anxiety came back. And she hadn't realized how much the holy name was benefiting her until she stopped chanting it. And all this anxiety that she'd forgotten about actually came back into her life. So after she studied for her final, she went back to chanting the holy name with greater enthusiasm. So there's different divine qualities that are considered transcendental that are described in the Bhagavad Gita, and by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one advances in these divine qualities. They include things like mercy and freedom from anger and truthfulness, modesty, non-violence. And people who chant the Hare Krishna mantra, they advance in these qualities. And that's something that you could show by experiment. In fact, Dhir Govinda, who was working on his PhD in social work at this very university here in Tallahassee, Florida State, he did a study for his PhD thesis, and he had one group of people chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and another group of people chanting in bogus mantra made of Sanskrit words in the same pattern. And then he gave them 5 standardized psychological tests for stress and depression, and he was able to show that in the course of a month of practice, the people who chanted the bona fide mantra that's been chanted for thousands of years in India, their stress and depression decreased to a statistically significant degree. But for the people who chanted the bogus mantra, there was only a slight effect that wasn't significant. So, although many things about the holy name you can't demonstrate using scientific methods, can show some of the purifying effects on the consciousness. And this Hare Krishna movement exists because of Srila Prabhupada's absolute faith in the holy name. He understood that no matter how degraded a person was, they could become free from all their material conditioning and attain an exalted spiritual destination simply by the power of the holy name. If they could just refrain from 4 grossly materialistic activities, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex, and regularly chant every day. 16 rounds, 1728 mantras of the holy name, that in one life they would become completely purified from all material contamination, enough so that they could actually attain the spiritual world in the next life. So that was Srila Prabhupada's faith. And based on his hearing from his guru, based on his hearing from the Shastra, and to actually represent him, we actually have to acquire that degree of faith, absolute faith in the power of the Holy Name. And therefore, he was very enthusiastic about promoting the chanting of the Holy Name. In the early days, the devotees would chant many, many hours on the street. And in the very beginning, in different cities, they were regularly arrested and put in jail. But Prabhupada did not tell them to stop chanting. He told them to keep chanting and chant in the jail. And after a while, they stopped arresting the devotees, and practically every place you go, except a few Muslim countries, China, you can chant Hare Krishna in public. Regarding the chanting of the holy name in public, Smita Krishna Swami was telling different devotees, including Kadambakana Swami, that Prabhupada told the devotees that when the Harinam party goes down the street is never the same. When people go down the street in the future, they'll become purified. So we can't actually understand how powerful the chanting is, but we should take it seriously. Srila Prabhupada wanted the devotees to go out at least for an hour every day on Harinam to share the chanting with the people in general. And he wanted some chanting during the Mangala Arati. He wanted some chanting after the Guru Puja. And he wanted some chanting of Hare Krishna in the evening as part of the evening Arati Kirtan. So at least, and also after the Tulsi Kirtan, there was chanting of Hare Krishna. So at least four places in our daily morning program, we have the chanting of Hare Krishna. And then he wanted to us to chant at least for an hour every day in public, so that people would have the opportunity to hear the holy name and become purified. Because the more they become purified, the more they can actually take up the process of Krishna consciousness. The more likely they will purchase a book, the more likely they'll read a book if they purchased it, the more likely they'll understand what's written if they take the trouble to read it. Because of the purification they get from hearing the holy name. There's a purport in Bhagavad Gita where Prabhupada stresses the chanting the holy name. It's in the purport to 1326, which says, "Again, there are those who, not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authority, they also transcend the path of birth and death." So Prabhupada writes in the purport, "This hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing, because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress. Especially according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada wanted us to chant Hare Krishna in public and give people the opportunity to hear the holy name and become purified and eligible to actually take up the practice of devotional service. There's a nice verse in Bhagavad Gita. Esham gata gesha tvantam gita papam jananam puni karmana jandra moha nirmukta vajanti mam duravata. Persons who acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful reactions are completely eradicated, they can take the practice of devotional service with determination. So, because it's the reluctance of people to take up devotional service has to do with their impiety, and that impiety can be gradually minimized if they have the good fortune of hearing the holy name. Therefore, Prabhupada stressed the chanting of the holy name and the hearing of the holy name. And this is completely following the spirit of Lord Chaitanya, who here, in his explanation to the Mayavadi sannyasis, is saying, in this age of Kali, there's no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. So there are many different religions and many different religious practices. But this chanting of the holy name is actually the essence of all religions. And the more we take the chanting seriously, the more we can experience the benefit of it. One time, Srila Prabhupada was chanting on his beads, and was having a conversation with George Harrison. He was saying, you know, the more you chant Hare Krishna, the more you realize what great benefit there is in the chanting. It's also said that, that all the philosophy in Srila Prabhupada's books is to bring us to the point of taking up the practice of chanting Hare Krishna. Is that sufficient? Because Krishna is his holy name and Krishna is supremely pure, just by associating with the holy name, we can become completely pure. Not by our own power, but because of the power of the holy name. So I guess we can end here because it's approaching 8:30. Thank you very much for your attention. Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.